Lincoln, who made many fruitless visits to McClellan's headquarters in a luxurious house on Lafayette Square to try to prod him forward, checked out books on military strategy from the Library of Congress and paced back and forth in his bedroom at night, digesting them for a crash course in how to wage war. He had no military experience save for his brief fling in the Illinois militia and could not critically inspect troops, particularly with commanders like McClellan hiding their quality behind dog and pony show parades. But by 1862, Lincoln had learned on the job enough about military operations to dash off notes to McClellan and other generals, with astute suggestions on everything from troop movements to logistic trains that they would have done well to pay more attention to. Soon the War Department, a battered old brick building next to the White House, became the president's second home. Pinkerton kept his ear close to the political war McClellan fought in Washington, blindly defending every last claim or complaint his general uttered. Wily politicians, jealous-minded officers, and assorted other secret enemies, the detective wrote, were trying to prejudice the mind of Lincoln against McClellan, who throughout pursued his course with unflinching courage. Pinkerton believed, as the general did, that the Union had suffered a humiliating defeat at Bull Run because McDowell had impetuously launched an attack before his troops were ready. McClellan would not repeat that mistake, and Pinkerton was as convinced as the general was that critics who carped that he was too slow to put his army into action were just scheming ignoramuses. McClellan, Pinkerton insisted, comprehended far better than Washington's armchair warriors the movements and intentions of the enemy. The detective knew for certain that this was the case, because he briefed the general regularly on the Confederate force. But McClellan's enemies in Lincoln's cabinet, he charged, were unfriendly to Pinkerton's Secret Service and placed little reliance on the intelligence he had obtained. Pinkerton could not have been more wrong with his points, except for the one about the cabinet deeming his intelligence unreliable, which it did for good reason.